بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت، كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. فإذا نفخ في الصور فلا أنساب بينهم يومئذ ولا يتساءلون. فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون، ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم في جهنم خالدون. تلفح وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالحون. ألم تكن آياتي تتلى عليكم فكنتم بها تكذبون. قالوا ربنا غلبت علينا شقوتنا وكنا قوما ضالين، ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون. قال اخسؤوا فيها ولا تكلمون، إنه كان فريق من عبادي يقولون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنسوكم ذكري وكنتم منهم تضحكون. إني جزيتهم اليوم بما صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين؟ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين. قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون. أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the chapter which deals with the remembrance of death and the curtailing of aspirations in this world. As we mentioned, this is a subject matter which many verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly reminds us of the temporary nature of the life of this world and exhorts us not to become deceived by the glitter and glamour of this world to such an extent that we lose consciousness of the glaring reality that mort and death is staring us in the face. This verse, which is are the closing verses of Surah Mu'minun, quite a few verses Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hatta idha ja'a ahadahumul maut. In other words, as is the sunnah of Allah and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives a rope, Allah gives a respite. If a person is adamant, insistent on breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living a life of ghaflat and negligence, not conscious of his maut, not preparing, Allah ta'ala says, we give him rope, but there is always a cut-off point with everything. So, hatta, until, idha ja'a ahadahumul maut, until the time when maut and death comes to them. In other words, now it is staring them in the face. The time for departure from this world has come. And those who will not prepare, those who are not conscious of maut, we find this overriding theme in quite a few of these verses, that when the time of death will come, the emotion that overtakes one, or the feeling that overtakes one, is that of absolute hasrat, absolute regret, that I didn't prepare, I didn't do anything, and now it is too late. So what is the reaction to that? Rabbir ji'un, O Allah, send us back. O my Rabb, give me an extension. Let me go back into the world. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتِ. And what will be the assurance that will be given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That now I will definitely do good deeds. I will definitely condone for the losses that I have incurred. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتِ. I will redress them. As is Allah's sunnat, kalla, never, innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. This is a statement which he utters. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Now in front of him lies barzakh. As we mentioned previously, what is barzakh? Ulama ikram mentioned that this is a state after, between the time one dies and the time of Hashr, that is the time of resurrection, when we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Between these two, there is a state or a stage which is referred to in Quranic terminology, in Ahadith terminology, as the state of barzakh. That is the stage between the worldly life and Qiyamu Sa'a, whether a person is buried, whether he is cremated, whether he is eaten up by the animals, or whatever, or he is buried in a conventional manner in a grave, whatever it may be, his body may be burned to ashes, he may face some calamity or some hardship, whatever it is, regardless of what physical condition he is, in the state of the time when from the time a person dies till Qiyamu Sa'a is referred to as barzakh. So Allah says, وَمِي وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If he had pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find in many, many ahadith that the state of barzakh will be spent in happiness, in joy. نَمْ كَنَوْمَةِ الْعَرُوذِ. This person will be, it will be said to him that sleep now, like how a bride sleeps on her first night. On the other hand, لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ. On the other hand, many, many explicit descriptions the Quran gives us, that Allah protect us, the state of barzakh, for the one who has displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the doors of heavens will not be open for him. Allah's rahmat and mercy, he will not be a recipient of this. His soul will be flung into asfalus safilin, into the lowest depths, and he will enter into a state of azab and punishment, and he will have to wait thousands and thousands of years, depending on what the time of his mort is, until Qiyamu Sa'a, until the rising of Qiyamat. So, وَمِي وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Then what will happen? فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. The state of barzakh will come to an end with the blowing of the trumpet. When that will happen, when is Qiyamu Sa'a, this is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this inevitability of it and the suddenness of it, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. Allah says, wait for that time when the trumpet will be blown. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. And such is the tremor, such is the terror, such is the fear that will ensue, that this will cause the breaking down of every human relation. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. When the trumpet will be blown, Allah says, no lineage, no links or relations will remain between them. وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Nor will anyone ask about the other. Each one, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِيهِ. Each one will only be concerned for himself. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. On that day, Allah says, the one whose scale of deeds is made heavy, these are the successful ones. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. On the other hand, if he lived a life of ghaflat, of negligence, Allah Ta'ala's constant reminders of mort, constant reminders to prepare for mort and death were ignored, then what will be the reality, the stark reality that will face him? وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. The one whose scale of deeds is light, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. Allah says, these are the ones that have put themselves into loss. Loss is not financial loss. Loss is not that deal that didn't happen. Loss is not that worldly ambition that was not realized. What is loss? Loss is the loss of akhirat. Loss is the loss when the scale of deeds is light. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They have put themselves into loss, into destruction. فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. In the fire of Jahannam, wherein they will have to remain forever and ever. Such is the devastation, such is the hasrat and grief, such is the absolute reality that there will be no reverse in this world. Things didn't work out, you'll get another chance tomorrow. In this world, it is time for redress. In the akhirat, it will be too late. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. The fire of Jahannam will scorch their faces. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. And they will remain therein disfigured. Allah will say to them, أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. That were not our signs recited before you, Were not the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam sent to you? Were not the revealed books sent down upon you? فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ But you belied these signs. You didn't listen to the message, to the reminders that were sent to you. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ They will respond, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ They will say, O our Rabb, our wretchedness overpowered us. And now we are a deviated nation. وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا O our Rabb, take us out from this. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ Still if we revert back to the wrong that we did before, then indeed we will be the oppressive ones. Allah will say to them, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ That remain disgraced in it. Remain disgraced in Jahannam. And now do not even speak to me. وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي There was a group of my slaves. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ They said, O our Rabb, we bring iman upon you. Forgive us, have mercy upon us. You are the best of all those who show mercy. There was a group amongst you that said this to me. But what did you do? You mocked at them. They said, رَبَّنَا فَغْفِلْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ What did you do? فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًا حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ But you ridiculed them until they made you forget to remember me. Allah says, إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا They made sabr, they persevered, so today I will reward them. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ They will indeed be the successful ones. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ And then the crunch question. The stark reality, my respected brothers, when we compare the life of this world with the life of the hereafter, the life of this world is just a passing phase. We will see in the ahadith that follow, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, the subject matter is reiterated over and over again, that understand this life is absolutely temporary. There is no comparison with the life of this world with the everlasting life of the hereafter. So rather, realize how short this life is. Do not give in to a life of temptations and desires, but be hard on yourself. Place the one foot on the nafs. Resist the temptations of this world. One foot on the nafs and the next foot is in Jannah. Everlasting happiness, everlasting fulfillment of desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the day will come when it will be said to those who did not heed the call, Kam labithtum fil ardi adada sineen, that the question will be put to them that how long was the life in this world? Kam labithtum fil ardi adada sineen, how many years was it? Qalu labithna yawman aw ba'da yawmin fas'al al adin. That day they will say, O Allah, we lived just for one day or a portion of one day. The life of this world was one day or a portion of one day. Ask those who are counting. One very important point we should bear in mind, my respected brothers. That when this question is put in Akhirat, with regards to how long the life of this world was, there is no question of lying, there is no question of ambiguity, there is no question of misunderstanding. The people of Akhirat, they will swear an oath to Allah. They will say, فَسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ Ask those who are counting, إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا The life of this world was very, very little. How little? The person may have lived for 60 years, he may have lived for 70 years, he may have lived for 80 years, he may have been from the nations of the past, he may have lived for 300, 400, 500 years. And he is not lying, he is saying it with absolute conviction, this is his belief. He will say, Labithna yawman aw ba'da yawm, Ya Allah, it was only one day. One day, or a portion of one day. So that is how short the life of this world is. May have been 50 or 60 years, but compared to that life, he will believe with absolute conviction that this life was one day or a portion of one day, and he will say, إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah will say to them that this life is very, very little, if only you knew. So this constant reminder we have to give ourselves. Constantly we have to realize, my respected brothers, that this life is very, very temporary. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us the overriding principle, man ahabba dunyahu adarra bi akhiratihi wa man ahabba akhiratuhu adarra bi dunya. If a man gives preference to akhirat, to that everlasting life over this temporary life, to some extent it will appear as if he harms his dunya. There is some loss you will have to take in this world to earn akhirat. On the other hand, that person who makes akhirat his objective, that person who makes the dunya his objective will harm his akhirat. That person who makes akhirat his objective will harm his dunya. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَآثِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Give preference to that which is forever and ever, that is the life of the hereafter, over the short, temporary life of this world. Otherwise it will be hasrat, otherwise it will be regret. Allah give us tawfiq.